Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, I was reading in the Bible, reading God's word, and I came across Romans 8:35, and I started thinking about God's amazing love. There's a shortage of a whole lot of stuff, but I'm going to tell you, there's never a shortage of the love of God. And can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardships, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us, you, me, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." I think God's stuck on you.
Yeah, I think.
I think God's stuck on you. I mean, when you think about the love of God, I think that's game changer. You know what I mean? And to know that his love is binding. He's saying, "Listen, this is my heart towards you." And no thing, and you know, no one's gonna come in between this. Right? For I am convinced. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:8, he says, I love Paul. He says, "We were under great pressure, far beyond even our ability to endure." I think I've come pretty close to that, right? "So that we despaired even of life." This is Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul. "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Just because, right?
Yeah.
You're facing trials, troubles, difficulties, persecutions, famines, nakedness, dangerous sickness, right? Or even the sword, doesn't mean that God's mad at you. Doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. Paul found out, hey, listen, why did this happen? This happened so that we wouldn't rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And that's something that we should never question. And that's God's love for us. I mean, something, talking about God's love, it's something that must be settled in our hearts. Because with every trial or difficulty, I mean, we can be tempted. Does God love me?
Right.
Does God love me? It's like the businessman we heard about. When his business is going good, it's like, "Ooh, God loves me."
Right, right.
It's so bad. God loves, like, come on,
God don't love
now.
Me anymore.
God's not he's not temperamental like that. He's not up and down with you.
Mm-mm.
He loves you. He loves you. And there's so much lack of love today. I mean, the world is void of so much love. And oftentimes, you know, we're tempted to reduce God's love to man's love, to what we see of man. And mm-hmm. God's ways are not like our ways, right? His thoughts are not far above the way we're able to think. And we need to, you know, stop that temptation of boiling God down, right? Mm-hmm. Now, some of the questions people ask, you know, if God loved me, why would he do this? And to me, it's amazing how, you know, so much tragedy is attributed to God when something happens to some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it is these same people that don't give credit for all the blessings in their life. It's like God only gets the credit when all things fall apart.
All right,
like,
exactly.
God didn't do that to you. Mm-mm. I think you did that to yourself.
Yeah, right.
I think you did. God didn't do that to you. And God gets blamed for all of this stuff. And it's like, but yet all the blessings and all the wonderful things that the Lord's given us every single day, every moment of our life, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
The fact that our heart pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through our body a day, you know what I mean? A day. You know, and the things that we take for granted, ask someone who's having heart surgery today, how precious is the heart that God gave us?
Right.
Someone who needs a heart transplant, how precious is a heart? But yeah, we just wax over. Mm-hmm. And I think about Paul and all the hardships that, I'm not Paul, Job, and all the hardships that Job faced. He didn't curse God. He didn't curse God. And as for the believer, I mean, we're going through a baptism of fire. You know, if trials and things like that happen, you know, those we should welcome trials as friends because, one, like Paul says, we can fully rely on God and not ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also the baptisms of fire that we can go through is to help to bring all the impurities and stuff out of our heart and bring to surface. Now, Pat, I know that you don't need any of these baptism of fires. You're sparkling gold, right?
Pure. Dude.
Well, for somebody else, like for me, you know what I mean?
Right. Well,
isn't this true? We're joking, right? But isn't this true?
Absolutely.
How important, you know, to have proper perspective. Uh-huh. Because you can really become so insecure in the love of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'll tell you, once you settle that once in your heart for sure, how much God loves you, it's life changing.
Well, it's just like anything else in regards to God and his kingdom. It's just, you have to believe it by faith. I mean, I've said this
Absolutely.
Before. It's just, you just got to settle it in your heart. It's, all right, God loves me. You know, and not be swayed by anytime something bad happens or things don't go your way. God doesn't love me, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
It's just he loves you no matter what.
Yeah.
Even when you're wallowing in your pile of blood in your sin, he still loved you.
And that's something?
And that,
why
yeah.
were you
Where
sinners?
You were just a dirt bag. You know what I'm saying?
I'll speak just for me, Pat.
Right.
Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
While you were yet sinners, the word God tells us Christ died for you.
That's right.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't choose to love some people and not others,
mm-hmm.
right? He doesn't fast forward your life and then choose to stop loving you at the point that you really messed up. Oh, we saw it. There it is. That's that moment. All right, he's off the love list.
Yeah, he's gone.
She is off the love list. And listen, you need to listen to Who Does God Love? Go to VFNTV.com, select the torch. Put love in the search on the right-hand corner. And you got to listen to Who Does God Love? And we need this revelation.
Mm-hmm.
We need this revelation because, in fact, when he fast-forward and saw all of your mess-ups and all of your failures and everything that you did that was not pleasing to him, he still chose to love you. And that's really the highest form of love. Love is not just the ooey-gooey feeling. The highest form of love is a choice. It's a choice. And what makes his love so irresistible is that at times when we feel most unlovable, mm-hmm. and possibly everyone has left us and just flat out checked out,
yeah.
the Bible says in Proverbs that he is a friend. Proverbs 18:24, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His love remains. His love is unshakable. His love is like a fountain that never stops flowing. It's amazing. He is God, and he changes not. He changes not. And so it's important to realize that you know, he loves us. And hopefully maybe we might talk a little bit more about this in the extra hour. But there's two extremes when we talk about the love of God. Sometimes people get so caught up with the love of God where one extreme says, I don't know if God loves me. And then the other extreme is they say, well, God loves me. So that must mean that that's a license for me to do anything because he's not going to stop loving me.
All right.
This is true.
All right. He'll God's love you so much that he doesn't mind giving you a spanking every now and then.
So true.
You know what I'm saying?
So true. And that's it. God's love, you have two extremes. You have one extreme, people question God's love all the time. And then you have another extreme where people say, well, God love, I know he loves me. But it doesn't mean, so I can do anything because he loves me. He's like, no, that's a twisting of God's love. You hit the nail right on the head. God loves you enough that he's going to deal with you. And people often kind of get this confused. I mean, it's almost like, you know, like a parent. You love your child so much. You love your child so much. And a good parent, what can a child do that you would ever stop loving them? You're going to love them to the very end. Mm-hmm. But your child, you don't separate yourself from your child. Your child separates himself from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And God loves us enough to allow us to walk away. When you think about the rich young ruler, I mean, he went down the list. I've done this.
Yep.
I've obeyed all these commandments. And Lord says, well, you know, there's, you need to give you, sell your possessions, give to the poor, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And yet he walked. And so he said, oh, this is too much. He yeah. said, I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
Paraphrase here. And Jesus loved him enough to let him walk away.
Sure did.
He didn't chase him down. Right, because true love allows for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will let you choose him or not to choose him, but it's all going to be based on love. You know, God is stuck on you.
Mm-hmm.
And what shall separate you from the love of Christ? We talked about not hardships or troubles or persecutions or famines or nakedness. And the word of God goes on in Romans 8:37 to say a long list of, you know, neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God. But there's two things that are not on this list. You know, God's love is not ever going to be apart from you. His heart is not going to stop being turned to you, but you can turn yourself away from God and sin.
Yeah.
And sin. Because you know what? We mentioned this at the end, you know, that just like a parent loves a child, you love your child. You'll love your child all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the love of the parent has for a child is just amazing. And but yet and still, your child can choose to turn away and reject that love. But their rejection of that love doesn't stop the parent's love. No, the parent's going to continue to love no matter what. Good parent, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But a child can turn away and reject the love of God. They can put things in between. They can reject, the child can reject the parent's love, and we can reject God's love. And we saw that happen with the rich young ruler. He just simply walked off
mm-hmm.
and said, I'm
too,
out.
Yeah, it's too hard for him.
Too hard for him. I want to tell you today that God is stuck on you. He loves you. The question is, are you stuck on God?
Mm-hmm.
And get everything and anything out of your life that would hinder love. You know, God has determined the exact time and place that we should live,
mm-hmm.
that we would reach out to him, even though he is not far, right?
Yeah.
He loves us. He loves us, and his desire is that you would respond to his love. Don't waste another minute. Don't allow another thing to come in between of his amazing love. And if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, I'm not talking about knowing about him and of him and whether you've been to a church meeting or a fellowship, and your grandmother knows God and you know of God and you went to Bible study as a child. And do you?
Yeah.
Do you personally know him? Do you abide with him? Is he your Savior and the Lord, the Master, the Ruler, the one in charge of your life, that every decision filters through Jesus Christ and who he is? Let me tell you, there's nothing more beautiful than to know him. And you can know him. You have to open yourself up. You have to accept him into your heart and be willing to leave a life of sin.
That's right.
And experience his love in a way that will literally rock your world.
Yeah.
Make that decision today. A few of us wrote our stories on how we encountered his love when we received him into our hearts. And you can read some of our stories. You didn't write everything, but you can read a good amount of them on meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.